Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, we have a great show for you. We talked about Dave and Buster's, Stephanie's first trip to Dave and Buster's.
Yep, that's I broke my Dave and Buster's cherry.
That's right. Talked about dating apps. We talked about kids.
Yeah, but first,
let's talk about our favorite beverage, Gold Peak Real Brew Tea.
Yep.
I personally love the sweet tea. I have it stocked in my house and in my other house. And I also get the half iced tea and the half the lemonade. The kids love those.
Why you got to steal my thunder? Yeah. No, my kids
love
that.
What do you get,
Stephanie? That's their favorite. The lemonade iced tea The lemonade iced tea Gold Peak Real Brew Tea is my kids' favorite. And we are also stocked up. We have I said we have like 12 bottles of it, but now we're probably down to 5.
Yeah, right.
By the time you're hearing this, because my kids go through it.
Yes, we do too. We do too. I get the little redesigned bottle ones of the sweet tea ones, and I put those in Natalia's gym bag, and she has those. It's nice. It's refreshing. It's an alternative to water. It's, you know.
Yep. They have a lot of flavors. They have sweet. They have unsweet. They have Georgia peach and zero sugar. So look for Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea in its new redesigned bottle wherever you grab your groceries. Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea. Stay gold.
Welcome to the Femsplainers Podcast. I'm Danielle Crittenden, your host, or should I say hostess, of a smart, gossipy, fun, and funny girls' night out, featuring some of the most fascinating and fabulous women on the planet. We dish on everything from marriage to motherhood, men to Me Too, dating to divorce, sex and sexuality to, well, more sex, or maybe the lack of it. And we don't shy away from the big topics. We take on women's politics and issues, but not in the usual partisan or tired ideological way. You won't find any conventional wisdom here. My goal is always to find guests who are original and challenging, who can really help us explore and understand what it means to be a woman today. So grab a cocktail or a glass of wine and fasten your seatbelts. No topic is off limits unless it's boring.
It's For Crying Out Loud.
Yeah.
And it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Woo.
Friday.
Woo.
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 You know what? Let's shake it up a bit. Let's say hi to our peeps right off the bat. Amy lives in a van. Aww. Randy May Ames, too many names. Liz is sassy. Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell. Get some fucking Zoom skills. Jennifer Falls and Jennifer Shelton. Putting them together. Sarah.
Stefano.
Yeah. Leslie.
Stop coughing.
Alicia.
Escalante.
Aaron. You're a bitch. Amy. You're a cunt. Michelle McKibben. Kelly Branch. He'll give you a Mentos. Just ask her. She's your aunt.
Rebecca Lubin. Hello.
She put her in a bucket. Ishan Vajpay. Stephanie Stinker Rinker. Missy and Gabby. Colleen Skater Girl. Krista, get the strap. Hero. Did I ever tell you? Sorry. Kelly Luther Vandross. Valerie hits it out of the park. Carrie, so what a bitch. Polly Pancakes. Athena Ginshard. We love our perfume. Elizabeth Williamson. Too many kids. Jacob Growly Crowley. And Sandra. She's green.
Not
purple. Easy being green.
No.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey.
Yes. What's
Patreon
happening?
Was a little heavy. Our Monday episode was a tiny bit heavy.
Patreon gave me like, I feel like I was breaking out in hives.
I know. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Give me
sorry.
Flashbacks.
Sorry. Hey, but guess what? I had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have a good week. I personally didn't have a great weekend, but my kids had a great weekend.
Oh, that's good. That's.
But guess what I did for the first time ever in my whole life?
What?
Went to Dave and Buster's.
You've never been to Dave and Buster's?
No.
Oh, really?
It's
like a casino for kids.
It is a casino. It's and we mean that like a literal casino, not like a cachot.
Right.
Although it is also
it
a
is
cachot.
A cachot. Yeah, it's too.
Okay, we need to talk about this thing. Because, so you know who I went with?
Robin.
My new buddy. No. Oh. My new buddy. Hey, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm going to call him Barry. My neighbor.
Oh, your pal.
My neighbor that people want me to set you up with. I don't know if you're ready.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think you're ready for Barry's jelly. Oh, my God. Okay. So much fun stuff to get to. First of all, this guy is like, I think I've described him like this before, but he's a total like Disneyland dad.
I was just going to say, yeah.
He's always taking the two girls, like, you know, he's the one that took my kids to Disneyland for 3 days.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Then I went out with him recently because we took the kids. Oh, remember the escape room story?
Right.
And then
I got
to the escape room. And the reason is because he's always inviting my kids to go with his kids. And I feel bad because then he ends up paying. He's not going to let them pay with their money.
Right.
He's like one of those guys. Right. This is going to be like, no, I got it. So I felt a little bit like I need to be there to police the money situation.
Right.
He spends a lot. These things cost money.
I know.
We live in LA.
Right.
Stuff is not cheap. He's not like taking him to a duck pond. He's like taking him to stuff that's expensive. So anyway, the kids the other day are Friday night, all of our kids, I think Friday night began his kids being with him for the week.
Mm-hmm.
So they immediately, I love his two daughters. They're like hilarious.
So his kids, how does he work it so that we can get our schedule together when we get together? So does he, his kids, he's with his kids for a week?
Yeah.
And then they go to the mom for a week.
Yes, crazy mom.
Oh, so the kids go back. Okay, got it. Yeah, crazy. Okay.
Right. So, right? That's been the subject of some, shows. So the kid, all of a sudden, when his kids roll into town, you know, it's like party time for my kids. They come over and I love it. You know, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I always tell Robin, because Robin's like, I don't like being that parent that the kids are always at my house. I love it and you love it.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm like, I love kids traipsing around the house.
Right,
I'm like,
fine.
Who? Because it reminds me that my kids have friends.
Right.
Whereas, you know, I'm so happy. I'm like, hey, who's that? Oh, okay.
Right.
So they're hanging out with the neighbors like all evening, Friday evening. And then there's that. So Barry has his like basically some cousins staying with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like three more kids. One that's Elby's age, one that's a little older, and one that's Xander's age.
He has them a lot, doesn't he?
He took one of them, the 13-year-old. And so anyway, that kid and Xander like went skateboarding. I'm like, this is awesome.
Right.
Saturday day, I taught a podcasting workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So I was busy all day. But then, afterward, they were again hanging with the neighbors. So over at their house, over at our house. So then Sunday, they're like, hey, Barry invited us to go to Dave and Buster's. And I was like, okay, there was a big part of me that was like, oh, hell no, I don't want to do that. I don't like better him than me.
Right.
But then I was like, I didn't see them that much on Saturday all day. And I was like, you know, maybe I'll just go too.
Right.
So I text Barry and I was like, hey, you want me to come along? Like I'm thinking about, and he's like, yeah, great. More the merrier. I have a big car. Come with me. He literally lives three houses down from me.
Right.
So I go with them. I had the best time. Super funny. Well, first of all, that place is so fucking loud.
Right.
It is like an airport casino.
It
is like Vegas.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of why I can only be in Vegas for like one night. Because
it's too much. It's too much. Oh, it's a lot. God. Your senses are on overload. Yeah.
Now, the thing I used to like about Chuck E. Cheese, which is like Dave and Buster's Jr.
Right.
Is that it's the games are all pretty simple. It's not that loud because it's not like casino games. It's like a little bit loud, but it's simple games. It's like 6-year-olds can play it, you know.
Right.
And they don't let anybody in or out.
Right.
If you're drinking there, you're kind of a deviant. Like,
yeah.
Whereas at Dave and Buster's, it's all for adults too.
Right. Yes. There's a bar. There's the sports bar.
Right.
The guys, I mean, it's a dream come true for a dad that's got his kids on a Sunday and he wants to watch football. He can sit there and watch the games while his kids play games.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Except for at Chuck E. Cheese, you got to have like a wristband. There's like, you can't get in or out. No in or out privileges. There's like a big, huge bouncer there that's like, what's your, let me see your stamp, you know?
Right.
So the kids aren't going anywhere. So you can relax when they're young.
Yeah.
Now, when they're a little older, you can also kind of relax. So Barry and I.
Which Chuck E. Cheese did you go?
I mean, Dave and Buster's in Northridge.
Oh, they, yeah.
Yeah. So it's super crowded because it was a Sunday.
Right.
So we get there and they tell us, oh, I was like, yeah, you know what? Let's just, the kids are hungry. Xander had gone to the gym earlier. I'm like, well, we'll get you some food at, you know, Dave and Buster's. I'm sure they have like chicken fingers. It's
totally.
Like a sports bar.
Yeah.
The lady tells me, oh, yeah, there's a 2-hour wait for a table to get food. And I'm like, it's not Spago. Like,
right.
I was like, a 2-hour wait. I go, but there's like a snack bar. Like, I could just walk up and order some fries or something, right? And she's like, no.
No,
no, there's a 2-hour wait. I'm like, fuck. So I was like, I'm sorry, guys, but I run Sadie and Xander. We go into the mall, food court, get them some food, and then we go back to Dave and Buster's and we get them a bunch of – get their cards loaded up with some – you know, I'm like, this place is pricey.
Yep.
Super pricey. Do not have a birthday party for your kids. I remember I was thinking of you because you did a birthday party for the kids.
Yeah, I did like a – I did – yeah, I did it twice actually. I took Sonny and Natalia, a couple of their friends, and then I did like a boys' night with just Sonny and his – like a couple of his friends. And it's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of the games are so addicting in the – they're like real gambling. Like it's ones where you're just doing like a Wheel of Fortune where you're trying to
– hit the numbers.
Just hit the number to get the most tickets.
Yes, because at the end they want to go and buy themselves something at the thing. But they need all these tickets. They need like 1,300 tickets just to get like a paddleboard.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a whole racket.
It's worse. It's worse than Chuck E. Cheese. The presents are shitty.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, Chuck E. Cheese is like, they're shitty, but they're shitty in the way of like what you're going to get at a birthday party gift bag.
Right.
Like finger Chinese finger cuffs.
Right.
Where you can't get your fingers out. A bouncy ball.
Right.
Yeah. And I get it. It's overpriced, but it's stuff that kids, you know, they'll play with it once and throw it away.
It's at the bottom of your car. At the end of the day,
this place is like, it literally is like an airport gift shop where it's like a neck pillow. It's like who's getting this stuff?
I know, like a little miniature pool table and like skee ball and all this
such junk. Face masks that you would get. It is. I really felt like we're at one of those places where you get magazines and some crappy gifts.
Right.
At the, you know, who at Dave and Buster's needs a neck pillow?
I know.
For like 1,800 tickets.
Right, tickets. Right.
So the kids are running around, whatever. They're having fun. And I was, this was the best part. So Barry shows me he's on a couple dating websites. And I got to go help him scroll through.
Awesome.
I was like, it was super fun.
That's the best.
I got to, he let me have access to all of it. I could look at his conversations he was having with people.
Nice.
And then this really funny thing happened where, do you remember, did Julie come in as a, I'm going to try to remember if Julie was a guest with Lynette here or if she came in by herself when she told the story. I think Lynette wasn't here.
Yeah, that's when she was took over for hosting.
Oh.
So Julie told this story about her friend. So this is for our audience at home. Do you guys remember when Julie told a story about her really good friend whose ex-husband was basically hitting on and dating their mutual – okay, here was the situation. Julie has a really good friend that she's known since high school. That friend – and her husband got a divorce. There was one of this girl, let's call her, I can't remember what we called her at the time. Let's call her Jennifer. So Jennifer had a friend. They were like mommy friends. And their kids played together all the time. So now Jennifer hasn't seen this mommy friend. You know, they're still totally friends, but all of a sudden she finds out her ex is like hanging out with Jennifer's mommy friend. The kids are getting together. Uh-huh. The kids tell mom, Jennifer, we tried to get daddy's attention and he was in the bedroom with your friend.
Oh God. Oh my God.
So he starts dating. Yeah. So it's like a crazy situation, but.
What? Wait, what?
But Julie's friend is also a bit nutty herself.
Okay.
Julie's going to die. I called Julie to tell her this, but she hasn't called me back yet. So she might be hearing this for the first time. So anyway, I'm scrolling through Barry's pics, all the girls that he got. He's on two different sites. And one of them is Jennifer.
Oh, my God.
I was like, this girl looks familiar. I was like, who? This girl looks so familiar. I was like, is her name Jennifer? And I look, I click on her, and it's her name. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I know her. Like, I know her. And he's like, thinks I'm crazy. I'm right. Like, oh, my God, I totally know her. Like,
so
I know her well.
She's
Julie's, one of her oldest friends.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It would be like if I was scrolling through something and I came upon a picture of like Jody.
Okay.
You know?
It. Right. Right.
Except for the fact that I know this other girl really well. Like
right.
I've been around her a lot of times.
Right.
I know her well.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was, and I was laughing really hard, but it was so funny. It's such a freaking small world.
Yeah.
Even though it's like it's Los Angeles, but women in a certain age group. Oh, my God.
I know.
On these dating sites are so cheesy.
Are they?
Every girl's.
Jesus.
Okay. If you go on a dating site,
mm-hmm.
do not put looking for somebody. What's important to you? Honesty. No fucking duh. Oh, because I want somebody who's just going to be telling a lot of, like a pathological
right.
liar.
Right.
That would be better. Well, nobody's funny.
Well, that does remind me. Wasn't there another story about Jennifer where she started dating a guy? And there was something a little off with him.
Oh, my
and
God.
And turns out he was living separate lives. He was like biggest pathological liar that ever walked the earth.
Really?
That's
she
funny,
had a relationship with a guy that she met online. Jennifer did.
Uh-huh.
And he was the biggest douche. And Julie was found him sus right away.
Right.
So Julie tells me, hey, gives me the guy's name. She's like, does this guy sound familiar? I look him up on Facebook. He's got a few mutual friends with me. I contact the mutual friends and they both tell me, I don't even know that guy. He just started like hitting me up on Facebook.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah. Then he had lied about like his ex. He said he had his ex-wife. He lied about like the timetable
right.
completely. He lied about how many kids he had. He was like a 100% liar,
oh,
you know.
God.
And then – the way Jennifer found out was because they got into a serious relationship within like 2 months. He was like, I want to be the parent to your kids. Like, I want to take care of you. Like, you know, they were like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
He was going around like picking her kids up from activities.
He was?
Yes. Yeah.
What the fuck? What's wrong with her?
She's really, really, you know, gullible. So anyway, Jennifer gets a DM from a girl who's mm-hmm. like, are you dating this guy? And she's like, yeah, that's my boyfriend. And the girl goes, well, I think you should know that. And then gives her a screenshot of the conversation. He was hitting on this other girl, like tons and tons of texts. And it was all like,
oh my God.
And he had completely lied. He gave himself a whole different, he said he was a firefighter. Like he made up a whole different identity
wow.
for this other girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I think he had like kids too that he
did. He lied and said he only had one kid.
Right.
And then he lied about where he was living. And he lied and said he didn't have a daughter. And then Jennifer found out he for sure had a daughter.
Wow.
And she ended up talking to the ex-wife. Is like a
holy shit.
People are liars online.
Oh no.
But I was having so much fun looking at all these girls that are like, first of all, so many women have zero sense of humor on these dating sites.
I know, right?
They're not funny at all, but they're like, number one thing, they're looking for a guy with a sense of humor.
Yeah, except they're
like,
not funny.
Make
right.
some little joke, say something that's
right.
even slightly witty. It's all like, they're right. all like, I'm looking for maybe not a Prince Charming, but I'm looking for somebody who's you know, makes me feel special and is wants to and no likes duh, communication right. and is their authentic self. It's all, you know what it seems like? It seems like every single person on a dating site is like on The Bachelor.
Right, right.
Like, so if out there, if you guys are out there, I know a lot of you are on dating sites. Say something even tiny but funny.
Yes, of course.
Say something a little sarcastic because you know what? Guys like Barry was like, I wish. He's like, they're all very vanilla.
Right.
Like, I wish somebody would say something that was even slightly like sassy or
right.
like.
Right. They are. I know.
Have some, a little bit of attitude. Because if you even have the slightest attitude, I was like, oh, I like this girl.
Right.
She said something funny.
Right.
Even simple, like one girl said that she likes her favorite meal is like wine and French fries. I was like, okay, that's kind of funny. That's
yeah.
cute. Like,
yeah.
I like her. I was
right.
like, I like her.
Right. Right. Oh. Yes. Something like self-deprecating. I know. I went, you know what? Let's talk about Joybird for a second.
Yeah,
Chadley,
sure.
Shall we?
Sure.
And then we can get back to this. I love this stuff. Joybird, by the way, we had them for a while ago and now they're back and they have all, like 18,000 customized options of furniture that you can pick from, that you can browse through.
Yeah, I love, first of all, the colors, mm-hmm. the styles. You can get any style. John and I have been salivating over, for our new space,
yeah,
over this chair that's very like Mad Men era. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly the name of it, but you can get modern, you can get like
yes.
classic, you can get and any style. You can customize it to they have a million different colors, mm-hmm. really cool jewel tone colors, whatever you want.
Yes, and they have Joybird. They have design specialists that are standing by to make to help you to make your vision a reality, which is great, which I like, which I think I'm gonna use because when I move, I'm gonna need them, and I like that they have a lot of modern furniture, which is something that I love. And they can send you out swatches, you know, you have it sent out to you so you can feel it and see it and test it out.
Yep.
And they have financing rates that are as low as 0% APR for up to 36 months. So you
yep.
can relax now and pay later.
Yeah. And what I love too is that they are committed to creating quality furniture and a more sustainable future. So they, this is through partnerships with groups like One Tree Planted. They're helping conserve and restore Earth's most precious natural resources.
Love that.
Quality craftsmanship, stain and scratch resistant fabrics, and limited lifetime warranty. Joybird Furniture can handle anything your family throws at it, literally.
Mm.
They also stand by their quality and craftsmanship. If it's not everything you hope for, send it back.
And with summer winding down, Joybird has all the modern outdoor furniture and accessories you need to make the most of your patio hangs.
So create a space that brings you joy with Joybird. Visit joybird.com/FCOL and get 30% off your purchase. That's 30% off at joybird.com/FCOL. And also, let's talk about OxiClean.
So, you know, Stephanie.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you about Sonny and his walks.
Yes.
How I had to rescue him and pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
You know how he smelled so bad when he got in the car? I mean, he was wearing his sweat jacket, by the way, that was black, long sleeve in the 90-degree heat mm-hmm. after going on those walks. The kid can smell, right? But not with OxiClean odor blasters because I have him – he does laundry with me
mm-hmm.
and he can smell how bad his clothes are smelling. And we use the OxiClean. I've been teaching him how to do it and we put in that OxiClean odor blasters and his clothes smell fresh and all is right with the world. And he's now getting the habit of it and so – which is great.
But yeah, I love the stuff.
But you have to, you know, it's when, especially in the teenage years, because you need something that's going to take away that odor.
Mm-hmm.
OxiClean odor blasters. You guys can try it. Work your magic with OxiClean odor blasters and save. Visit OxiCleanCoupons.com now, where a coupon is waiting just for you. Okay. So you were on two of these dating things for him.
Yes. It was just really fun.
Did you like his profile? Like what he wrote about himself and everything. Did you approve of that?
I did. It was like, yeah, I mean, it was fun. Like he was trying to be different. I think if I was.
Now, do you think?
I would think. I helped him change it. I made him change his picture.
I was going to ask
his
you.
Main picture. I was like, I think it's a little too like broody. Like you're trying to be like sultry.
Right.
But then his next picture down, he had one that was like, he looked like a pilot. He looked like really cute and distinguished. He's like a silver fox. He's got like gray hair, but he keeps it really close shaved. And he's like very pretty eyes and like a nice smile. I was like, oh, lead with that picture. It's like more welcoming.
Right.
And then when they scroll down, then they can see like, yeah, oh, here's Barry brooding a little bit. Like,
right.
Bound, bound, bound.
Yeah, because I'm wondering, like, if since you know him, did his profile and his pictures ring true to who he is? Like, did it represent him enough?
Well, I don't know him well at all. I really don't. Like,
but
I've spent limited
time. His personality and everything.
A little bit, yeah. He's funny. Yeah, I thought his profile like was like a little bit funny, kind of charming.
So it captured who he was.
Yeah, I could totally see he's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
He had a lot of girls in it. And you know what I liked about it was he was age appropriate. Because, you know, I have other friends, like my friend Cecily from Bored AF, who tells me that a lot of these guys, they set their – because she has guy friends that are on these dating sites. And the guys will set their age limits really low. Like, so they're open to, like, girls in their – you know, like, so you get a guy in his 50s who's, like, fine with girls in their 30s.
Right. Right.
Now, you're 20 years younger than yourself and you're getting – yeah, there's these, like, hottie Instagram models. Mm-hmm, but, like, are you really going to be able to get along? Are they going to remember what a fun dip is?
Right.
Are they going to – you know –
a fun dip is. They gonna remember? They probably don't even know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that was fun. And then it was a laugh a minute when the kids all go to get their stuff on their tickets. They all go shopping.
Right. Right.
It's like insane. The showcase showdown. It's like, remember in Price is Right years ago where you'd be like, okay, they'd be like, all right, so you have $10,000. Do you want, and then you'd pick, like, I want the living room set.
Right.
For $850, I'll take the living room set. Yeah. And then they're like, okay, you still have $1,200 to, okay, all right, for $450, I'll take the Pyrex dishes. Right. They're like, okay, do you remember? Yes. They don't do it that way anymore. But
no, right. How do they do – so they have their tickets. I haven't been there in so long.
So it's all loaded on their card. So they come up to the front and they go, I have – and they'll be like, okay, you have 6,000 tickets on your card.
So they don't have the tickets printing out anymore?
No.
So they walk around with a big old like thing dragging?
No. So they put their card in there and it records it onto their card, however many they win.
Yes, that's smart. Much better.
Right?
Yes. Yes, much better.
Right. Although not as satisfying as when you're playing skee ball.
Exactly.
And you hit the 50 and all those tickets start like rolling.
I know. And you're like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Great. Now I can buy a rubber ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Now get those finger cuffs. Right. Have my name written all over them.
Yep. So what'd your kids get? Anything exciting?
No. It was just like going to a little kid's party and getting, except for with shot glasses. They got like shot. I was like, what? Why do you need shot glasses? You're 13. And they're like, they're funny.
Right.
And you know what I did? I snuck them out to the trash. Because they left their stuff in a bag, in their stupid Dave & Buster's plastic bag.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this is going to get round filed outside in the recycle bin.
Right.
I threw it all out.
Yes.
They had some candy. They had like a, you know, a pillow.
Right.
A pillow that said like hope on it. I mean, like.
I know.
So like Home Goods?
Yes,
like
what, I know.
You guys are – there's nothing normal for them to get.
Right. Yeah.
You haven't been there in a while, huh?
I haven't been there in a while. I remember like Olga and I would take the kids there. Like, I don't know. They were like 10 after school on
and they're a
little
Friday. Too old for Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah. And there was just nothing else to do. And then so Olga and I would just sit there and nurse a beer, both of us, for like 2 hours going, all right, let's wrap it up. Or I go, Olga, I'll be right back. And then I'd be gone for 3 hours shopping in the mall.
That's why they situate them close to a mall.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And totally. Because I never go shopping. I still haven't gone to the mall. I don't like to go shopping anymore. It's sad.
Online shopping has ruined it.
It has, right?
Yeah. But sometimes you need to try something on at
a
store. But then I don't buy it there. I just go home and like go get that.
Go Google
get
it.
Yeah, go Google it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't like trying things on anymore. I just don't have the patience anymore. But I do need, like, you know, sometimes, like, also, I have to buy, like, Sonny's bed is falling apart. I mean, it's got, like, a big, there's slats at the bottom of, like, broken.
Yep.
So there's, a big dip in the middle of his bed.
Oh, yeah.
And now, let's not forget, I don't know if you remember, but I got Sonny because he sweats and has a hard time sleeping. So I got him that cooling mattress thing.
Uh-huh.
Which is now just ripped off the bed because it's impossible to keep his sheet over, his fitted sheet over it because of that thing that's underneath that mattress. So now it's like getting cooler. So now I'm like, ah, fuck this thing. Because I keep trying to fix it, breaking a nail. And Sonny's bed is situated where you have to walk like on top of it against the wall. There's no room to stand. You know, it's butted up against the wall.
Right, right,
so there's
right.
no room to stand to put the mattress cover, to put the fitted mattress.
Right,
so
right.
you're like balancing on top of his like, you know, side of this bed in the wall. Anyway, it's a shit show. So I'm like, all right, I got to buy this kid a bed. It's time. Like he's had the same bed since he was like, I don't know, since we were two houses ago.
Uh-huh.
And then Natalia too. She's like at her, not bed, but she needs a new dresser. So I'm like, fuck, now I got to go like furniture shopping for these kids. Do I just go online and buy
it? Yeah, Wayfair.
Yeah, I know. That's what I want to do. I'm just going to go on Wayfair. Fuck it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's fine for his bed. But then like her dresser now. So upstairs, Adam took our one dresser that's like nice and deep drawers.
Mm-hmm.
And so he – and then now – okay, so then he's got his stuff in like two cardboard boxes that have been sitting in our bedroom.
Who does? Sonny does?
Adam does.
Oh, okay.
Like so some of his stuff. So a lot of his clothes are in his office, but a lot of it – not a lot, but there's like just two cardboard boxes that are just sitting on the ground for months now since he moved out in our bedroom. Just and that's like his summer clothes.
But when he stays at the house,
yeah,
he stays in the bedroom that you guys at one point shared.
Yeah,
so you guys both you still use the bedroom,
yes,
just at different times.
Different, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, ah, yeah. Yesterday was a pain in the ass. Yesterday was Sunday, so anyway. Yeah,
what? But yes, you tell us?
Yeah, I'll tell you. So yesterday it was just a pain in the ass because I was under the impression that so Adam asked Olga to stay there over the weekend.
Because he was out of town.
Because he was out of town at the wedding. But I didn't need – I could, so I stayed there.
Right. Right.
So then Olga was like, yeah, he said he's going to come home on Sunday. So I thought he was coming home Sunday to do his show because I had to drop Sonny off Sunday morning.
Right.
Okay, so then watch football, and then he comes home at like 5 o'clock. So I thought I'd be – all right, so I should be out of there by 4:30, 5 o'clock. So then Adam and Sonny come home, and they're home. Okay, so I do all this, and I get like – I gather – like I'm getting – I'm like a chipmunk. I'm like, you know, stashing like food. Like, oh, I'll eat this for dinner, and I'll eat that for like crackers and this dip, and I'll make this for myself to eat because there's nothing to eat at my other house.
Right.
So I'm like raiding our refrigerator. I'm getting my little package ready.
Uh-huh.
Natalia's
making yourself a little care package.
Yes. Natalia's in the living room painting, you know, her her table with her girlfriend.
Getting and I'm ready like, for her White Claw pong.
Right. Yes, exactly. So I'm like, all right, I'm leaving. I go see you later. See you later. And I'm about to leave. I get in the car. I hear ding. I get a text. And I see Sonny going, you have to pick me up, but you don't have to come right now. And I'm like, what? What? So I open up the text. I was all looking forward to going to my place, you know, making myself some dinner, getting into my bed, watching a movie, you know, or maybe calling Wendy. I haven't talked to her in a long time. Like, you know, whatever. So I get in my car and he's like, you got to come pick me up. And I'm like, what? And he's like, Dad's not going to be home till 10. And I was like, what? 10? I thought he was home.
And how did his Sonny get to the studio in the first place?
I brought him. I dropped him off. Right.
Okay.
And then I'm thinking Adam's coming from the airport to the studio, do his show, and then watch football with Sonny and then come home at
So was it, had there been someone at the studio to hang out with Sunny?
There were people here at the studio. They did do the show, but I guess it was a bald Brian and Gina show, and Adam called in because he was still in Nashville at an airport and wasn't landing until 10 o'clock. And I didn't know that. And if I would have known that, then I would have just stayed and ate dinner at the house with the kids.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a pain in the ass.
He doesn't text you to say, like, hey, by the way,
if you
want to hang out with the kids.
Well, that's what I said.
Somebody needs to be there with them.
Right. And well,
because how is he supposed
to
get home?
He thought Olga was going to be. So he
thought Olga would go pick him up at the studio, bring him home, and then just be with the kids into the evening.
Right.
Did Olga know that?
No. Well, because I went – all Olga knew was Adam's going to be home on Sunday. That's all she knew. So I – but I was like, okay, well, I'll stay at the house. And then I just stayed there. And it's not even because we're getting a divorce. It's just Adam's Adam. That's how Adam is. He's not a very good communicator. He's not like, gee, let me think about this. Lynette's going to be at the house or Olga's going to be at the house. Somebody's going to need to go get Sonny after football to pick him up and bring him, you know, whatever, like – no, he doesn't think that far through. So anyway, so I stayed at the house until like 9:30 last night, and then I left, you know. So I was like kind of in limbo. I'm like, just – I could have left earlier. They're old enough to stay home alone. But it's Sunday night, you know. Natalia and I were eating dinner together, and we hung out. And Sonny was on his walk, and I waited for him to get back, and then I left and went home. But anyway.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like you don't want to leave – you don't know if Adam's flight's going to get delayed
if
he's really going to get home at 10. And you don't want to leave Sonny out on a walk by himself.
That's exactly
right. You leave.
Right.
And then what? Then you hear, oh, yeah, he never came home until 1 in the morning? Or,
right. I know.
Then you have to come back?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's the pain in the ass. That's what I was saying. I was like, well, how do I know he's even going to land at 10? What if he's going to be late?
Right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But he texts because then I was texting him. I was like, text. And he was already on a plane and he wasn't answering because I was like, should I go home? Why don't you just go back to Malibu or I'll stay tonight? Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then finally, the last text was like, all right, you're probably on a plane. So I'm just going to stick to the plan. You come here. I'll just go home at like 9:30 or whatever. So then he texted me at like, 9:45. He's like, yeah, I'm here. You can go or whatever. I'm on my way home. So that. Fine. But like, just say something. It's just a pain in the ass. But anyway, yeah. What are we talking about?
Dave and Buster's. Yeah.
Bowl and Branch. Mm-hmm. I need to get Sonny a new bed and I'm going to get him some new sheets. Bowl and Branch sheets. Mm-hmm. Which we have. They sent us some.
Love
I got
it.
The pewter color.
I did too because you and I are twinsies.
Yes. And they're
beautiful. We have twins and we are twins.
Yes, we are. That's right, Stephanie. We are twins.
Because we are attracted to the same color. You look at their website and you're going to see.
Yes.
You're going to be like, oh, this is my color.
Exactly.
Pewter.
Yeah. Yep.
Beautiful sheets.
Beautiful. And so soft, cloud weight, super soft sateen weave, which gets softer with every wash. They sent us their best-selling 100% organic cotton signature hemmed sheets.
Okay, you're going to think I'm just saying this because we're reading the ad, but this is, I swear to God, true story. I just washed our sheets last night and put them back on the bed.
Uh-huh.
And John was like, John got in bed last night and he goes, oh, our sheets are so soft.
Oh, see? Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep.
It's Bowl and Branch sheets.
Yeah, they're nice. They're clad. They're luxurious. And again, they're easy to put on the bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit bigger so that you don't, like you said, break a fingernail trying to put them on.
Right, right. Yeah,
I love them.
And they're a 30-night worry-free guarantee. They stand behind their products and honor a 30-night worry-free guarantee if you are unsatisfied.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it's such a nice thing to have good sheets.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
It's such a luxury, and Bowl and Branch makes them affordable, and that's what I like. So, to experience an entirely new standard of comfort, visit bowlandbranch.com and get 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code FCOL. That's bowl B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code FCOL. Also, Gold Peak.
Okay. Gulpig Real Brewed Tea, you know what I love about their tea is plain and simple, that natural goodness of tea, you know, that at its core, it's that real brewed tea, right? And they have, you know, innovations like less sugar and zero calories, but you know you're making the healthier choice when you pick Gulpig Real Brewed Tea. That's what I love.
Yeah. Our kids are crazy. I'm talking about my kids, for the lemonade tea mix.
Yes.
They're crazy for it. And in fact, I told you this on another ad read we did, but John went and bought a whole bunch. He stocked up. It is all like in our little – we have a little breakfast nook that's really just like a storage space.
Yeah.
Where now it's lined up.
Nice.
Iced tea. Lemonade blend.
That's my one of my favorites too.
They love it when they get home from the gym. They love it for after school. Also, they have the smaller ones, so you can get the individual Gulpig Real Brewed Tea to throw in their lunchbox. You know, send with them in their gym bag. Send with Natalia for
that's what I do.
Yeah, it's as refreshing as it gets. So look for Gulpig Real Brewed Tea in its new redesigned bottle wherever you grab your groceries. Gulpig Real Brewed Tea. Stay gold.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
what did you do this weekend, last weekend?
So this weekend, stayed at the house with the kids.
Did you watch any movies with Sunny?
No. Sunny, we lost the remote control for the theater.
Oh my God, classic.
Like nobody can find it. Therefore, no movies have been watched in months. Can't find it.
How is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Having remote controls they really need to go the way of pennies.
Yes.
You know how when something costs like 34 cents and you're like, really?
Right.
We're still doing this? We're still sifting through our change purse for pennies?
Uh-huh.
That's still a thing?
Yeah.
Like the same thing with remotes where you're like, really? There's still like this little Apple remote that I have to go find like slipped under a pillow and now no one sees it again.
And that's it. And then therefore nobody can watch anything anymore. You just leave it at that.
I know.
Like we can't find it. And then so like Sonny blames Natalia for some reason. In his brain, she walked off with it and put it down somewhere. And now nobody knows where that, you know, like you have your ear pods, you know, and you know, like if you're missing them, you can look on your find my ear pod thing and you can hit. It'll play like where it is, like play a sound.
Yeah.
That's what we need for the remote. Like where
Why
is this
remote?
Why don't
we have that?
I don't know.
It should be part of our system. Yes, you should be able to lock it in on your phone.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
And why can't you change the channel through your phone now these days anyway? Like if you're going to watch like Apple TV or Apple Plus, shouldn't you be able to use your Apple phone?
I think you can, but
you
I'm
can
so
too.
Old that I'm always like, yeah, John's always doing stuff on his phone. I'm like, that seems hard. Where's the remote?
Where's the remote?
Then we can't find it.
Right.
So and I go ahead and change the channel on your phone.
Yeah. No, Sonny went to see the movies. Sonny went over the weekend to see the Clint Eastwood movie, Cry Macho or whatever, the new Clint Eastwood movie.
Yeah.
Him and his friend. And I how was it? And he said, it was okay.
Horrible.
Yeah. But he likes Clint Eastwood's movies. And he was like, yeah, it was okay. Have you seen it, Kaylin?
I haven't, no, but I actually just watched Mystic River for the first time the other day, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Yeah. With Sean Penn.
Sad. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sad, but very good.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
It's on Netflix.
My friend invited me over the other night to watch Pig, which is a Nicolas Cage movie about, like, truffle hunters or something. It looked horrible.
Did you watch it?
No, I politely declined.
I saw that ad and it was recommended to me and I watched the trailer and I was like, wow, this looks really, really dumb.
But it looks really slow.
But everybody that watches this says it's good.
I know.
I'm like, well, okay, if people are saying it's good.
But are those people like hoity-toity people that are like...
I don't know,
like,
one of them was Dawson, so...
No. That's not hoity-toity, that's for sure. Dawson liked it.
Oh.
There's going to be a lot long stretches with no words.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Where it's just visual messages. I don't...
No. Truffle farm, huh?
Pig? No, that's what I said. Why is the name just Pig?
Right.
That's too simplistic. Like, that just tells me that you're going to be very minimalist with your dialogue.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's going to be dark. A lot of just, yeah, it's going to, yes, it's going to be dark looking. And yes. They're going to be like, we did that on purpose.
Right.
And then the cinematographer is going to win a lot of awards.
Right.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Where's a bachelor and where's a paradise?
Yeah. Or I'll just watch Honeymoon in Vegas if I need to get a Nick Cage fix.
There you go.
Something I already know he's good in.
Right, 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 right.
I don't need to see him act.
I know.
Seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I haven't
Are you listening to any good podcasts?
No. Do you have a podcast? Please.
I need
something to listen to.
Okay. I have been listening to a podcast called Southland.
Yeah.
Which is really good. Okay. You're going to laugh, but Southland is about – it's about a school. I don't want to tell you really too much about what it's about, but it's political. Okay. In nature.
Okay.
Okay. But for lighthearted, I listened to the Vile Files.
Vile?
It's Nick Viles. It's called the Vile Files. It's with Nick from The Bachelor.
Okay.
And I get a kick out of it.
Okay. Okay.
And it's like a couple times a week. Okay. What else am I listening? What is on my – what's on my queue? It's nothing brand new. Oh, I am listening. Okay. Have you heard of this? And if this could be solved, this is Friday at this point. The Gabby Petito?
No.
Petito?
Oh.
Gabby Petito is missing.
Right.
And we think her boyfriend killed her.
Right.
And he's missing now. So I'm listening to, I'm getting a lot of updates on this story on this podcast called Going West.
Okay.
They did like a pretty intensive covering
yeah.
of the story. Basically, her boyfriend Brian left her. For anybody that doesn't know what's going on with this case,
yeah, what's going
I think
on?
They found her body.
So what is the
case? So it's they were traveling. Kaylin, are you up on this?
I am not.
Okay, this girl Gabby Petito, I think because it sounds a lot like potato. I think was doing like the van life.
Oh yes, I'm a little aware
with her boyfriend Brian, and they were Instagram like she was like an Instagrammer.
They were just
living in a van and doing it through Instagram stories,
making YouTube videos.
Yeah. Okay, so she disappears.
Mm-hmm.
He comes home before they're supposed to come home. They're supposed to be doing this like route, and the mom cannot get a hold of her. Can't get a hold of Gabby. And he comes back with no Gabby and doesn't say anything to anybody about it. Doesn't – and the
immediately
parents –
hires a lawyer.
Oh, boy.
Lawyer's up and is refusing to cooperate with anybody. Will not say what happened to her. Meanwhile, she's completely disappeared. Nobody can find her.
So there have been a couple updates, if you're aware. So first – so that was the story. He's lawyered up. He's not talking to anybody. Then I believe it was his lawyers came out and said, oh, at this point, he's not like we're not holding him. He is on the run. Like he is missing.
Yeah, he left.
And it took the police quite a while to officially name him a person of interest. Like, yeah, he was a person of interest when he came back alone. And it wasn't
right.
until like a week or two later that they officially said, OK, you're a person of interest. However, I just saw today this morning that they believe that they have found her body.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What happened?
And he is still missing.
And he's missing. What happened? So there are a couple that were just on the Instagram stories.
And right before she went missing, they actually released some body cam footage of police officers that pulled him over in I forget what state. And they were clearly in the middle of like a fight. She's
really?
Like crying. And the cop's like, you guys were swerving. And she was like, you know, yeah, well, I was distracting him. We were in a fight. So there was some body cam footage that was released of them, I think just a few days before she went missing. Might have been a bit longer than that, though.
And it Ooh. Seems like...
Is there a dateline about this yet?
Not yet, but you can listen to Going West.
Okay.
And there's three full episodes about it
so far,
covering it.
Okay.
And they're going to be doing... anytime there's an update in the case, they're going to release another episode if they have enough. But yeah, but there's a whole thing where... They're saying that she was like hitting him and she admits she was like, yeah, I hit him. And I don't, there seems to be some mental illness stuff going on. But even so, even if she did, I mean, the thing was, even if she was hitting him, you can't, something happened to her.
Right.
He left her there. Like, let's just say for sake of argument, and I feel like we need either Sonny or Natalia. Who's the defense attorney?
Sonny's the defense attorney.
Yeah. We feel like we need, you know, Sonny to get in here and Natalia to get in here and like lay into this case. But let's just say that she was being abusive to him. He left her there.
Right.
And now is not saying what happened to her.
Right.
So that's not – I mean
– No, that's
– Even if it was the other way around, if like she was – if a woman was being like abused by her boyfriend, but then all of a sudden he totally disappears, no one hears from him, and she shows up back home and is like – And now – yeah. But anyway, and now he's on the run.
Wow.
Some people think that maybe he left the country and the parents helped him. So this is happening. Yeah, this there might be an update. You guys might be like, wow, you guys are behind the times.
Right.
Because we're recording on Monday. By Friday, they could have cracked the case.
Right, right.
So sorry.
Wow. This is interesting.
Sorry, guys. What's going on with you, Kaylin? Give us an update on life with the young kids at home.
Life is very busy, as usual. Yeah, during the week, it's all just work. Mostly, it's just get up, work, go to work, come home, take care of the kids, go to bed, and then we're really so tired. Like, we're not even really watching much.
Yeah.
We decided that kind of Friday night was going to be our kind of little date night. So that's, you know, her parents go off. They have their own Friday thing where they go off. So Friday night's kind of like our little date night. And on Saturdays, we've been going out to dinner, kind of.
With everybody?
No. Just me and my girlfriend. After the kids are asleep.
Oh, after they're asleep.
Last week, we went to like a seafood restaurant, and that was nice. And then this past Saturday, we went to go see Chris Loxamana was performing at a wine bar.
So we
went to go see Chris perform. And then,
don't you see enough of him during the week?
I know, right?
You don't see him perform, though.
Yeah, I don't see him. Well, he goes for it when he's performing.
He does.
Even if it's a quiet little wine bar, he is going for it.
Yeah, that's what I love about
it. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Aw, well, that's nice.
So what's up with the kids, though? Are they driving you crazy?
Sometimes, man. The 1 year old,
Blake.
She gets really, really crabby after her like second nap. So between like 4 p.m. and 8 p.m., she's just really crabby.
Second nap.
She's throwing her food around now. She's become more of a handful.
Have you thought about also skipping the second nap and making the first one like a real long one?
Well, we have, but then that would mean she takes one nap, and then as soon as she wakes up, then Isla goes down for her nap. So then we're trying to get them so they are on a schedule so they can nap together.
Yeah.
Wait, how old's Isla now?
Isla turned 2 in June.
Okay. But does she doesn't take two naps, though,
no,
right?
No, she just takes one nap.
And at what time?
1:30 or 2. She'll normally sleep for about 2 hours.
Okay. You don't think you can get Blake to do that?
Not yet.
She gets too
once,
tired?
Yeah, once 10 a.m., 11 a.m. rolls around, she starts getting real tired.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Fucking drunks, man.
You need Betsy Brown Braun to come in and like.
It would be more annoying, except Blake is like just in the cutest stage possible, so you can't really.
Yeah.
You can't stay annoyed with that.
So how's the? Is she walking regularly now? Like.
Oh yeah, she's zooming all over the place.
Because a few weeks ago, she had just taken her first like.
She's close to running.
Wow.
The only time, so there's a couple doors in the house that she's not supposed to go in. Our bedroom. My girlfriend's parents' bedroom. So when she sees that one of those doors is open, then it's boom. It's as fast as she can go. She tries to get in there. And normally she does.
Kids are great.
And she's pretty much running at that point. You know?
That's cute.
So cute.
That's Sadie's so cute. Running too now, which is
she
so
is.
Adorable. Xander's not quite there yet. God, it's like I love how Kaylin takes us way back.
I know. I miss those days.
Speaking of kids.
Yeah.
Do you own or rent your home?
I do, yeah.
Well, I bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. And we have a couple of
I just thought of something.
Patreon people to yeah. promote before we go. We've mm-hmm. got Michaela Brennan who said, go ahead. Give that shout out to – and
Thank you, Michaela.
You have your fundraiser coming
up. Yes, this Sunday for dooroftheofhope.us. So go check them out. Yeah.
Great. Good, and good Basic Becky, if you want a t-shirt,
yeah,
go to justbasicbecky.com and you can get the mug I told you about that said every time you yawn, a ghost puts its dick in your mouth. If you want that mug, hit up Basic Becky on Facebook. Also, the Bittersweet Life podcast. They sent me some new topics about their podcast, and now I've forgotten. But I believe that Tiffany went traveling during COVID time mm-hmm. and has to report back. I think she went to Rome and wants to tell you how to travel
nice.
During COVID.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. These people are doing – they have the juice on all your travel tips.
Mm-hmm.
Packing, how it is to travel during COVID, how people are like in school
right.
during COVID, in other places if you're thinking about moving mm-hmm. somewhere because mm-hmm. you think it's going to be better
right.
during COVID.
Right.
Maybe think again. Maybe listen to The Bittersweet Life.
Yeah.
Also – Sylvia Berlin is with Berlin Team Homes with Remax Coastal Homes. If you want to be like an OC housewife,
mm-hmm.
go to Sylvia. Sylvia at BerlinTeamHomes.com, CADRE 01988601. Also, Kate Marengo, you want to pimp out your home or not?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
For fuck's sakes.
Email Kate@interiorchicago.com and go like, listen, bitch, do you think this rug even goes in my living room? Is this paint color like from the 80s? And
right.
she'll give you like the real scoop.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
All right. Okay, everybody. Thank you. Thanks, Kaylin.
Yep. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer, for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more, all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.